The Kingdom of Nepal may not be a kingdom much longer. Ballots are still being counted from an election last week, but once the results are in, a new constitution will be written and the monarchy may be abolished.
Producer Jack Chance traveled through Nepal. When he was there, he met a musician whose music helped inspire that country's democracy movement.
The first time I was arrested was at Ratna Park when I was 12 years old. The UN bailed me out of jail, but the police broke my sarangi.
The Nepali sarangi is basically an upright fiddle. It's the traditional instrument of minstrel musicians of the Gandharva caste. For a long time, groups like the Gandharvas were called Dalit, meaning they were forbidden to come in contact with higher castes or even share water from the same well. They were considered untouchable in Nepal's Hindu monarchy. During violent political protests in 2006, 16-year-old Ruben Gandharva found himself singing at the forefront of massive democracy rallies. People called him Nepal's answer to Bob Dylan. He got this song from 76-year-old Humbahadur Gandharva, who used to travel the countryside singing songs about the cruel nature of the caste system.
We have always moved from village to village, singing and creating awareness about the movement. Whenever there have been protests and agitations, there has always been a Gandharva there singing, even though he is Dalit.
These days, the caste system is officially abolished in Nepal, but same as anywhere, old prejudices die hard.
I still have a lot to do until everybody is equal on one level, no ups and downs, no big and small.
Jack Chance's story comes to us as part of the new NPR series, Hearing Voices.